It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. You like playing peekaboo today. Do you ever do that? Just hide behind something and then come right back out? Here's something I could do that with. In fact, I could even get under this thing. It's an old towel. Feels good. You ever notice the different feel with towels? Some that are worn so well, they feel so soft. If you saw somebody with a towel, what would you think that person was going to do? Some people might think that person was going to take a bath. Other people might think that person was going to wash a car, if it was an old towel, or do the laundry. Or some people might think that person was going swimming, especially when they saw some swimming trunks with the towel. Last time I promised I'd show you where I sometimes swim and how I swim. I like to keep my promises. In fact, a long time ago, many years ago, I promised myself that I would try to swim a certain length of time each day. And I've done that almost every day for more than 10 years. Now, I usually swim at an indoor pool. When I get there, I go to the locker room, and I open my locker and get undressed. I put my clothes in the locker. Swimming suit on me. I take a quick shower. And I go to the pool. Jump in. And then I swim and swim and swim. Back and forth about 25 times. That's a long, long swim. After that, I swim just for fun.
feels so good. Mr. Saunders is sure people are safe in the pool. He's always there to help. Then I get out and I have a longer shower. I dry my hair. Comb it. I even use a hair dryer in the winter so I won't get cold. And then I get dressed. And I come back to my place. Do you like to swim or play in the water? Is water sometimes scary to you? Big waves can be scary, but you can talk with the people that you love about things like that. I like to swim, but there are some days I just don't feel much like doing it. But I do it anyway. I know it's good for me, and I promised myself I'd do it every day. And as I told you, I try to keep my promises. That's one of my disciplines. When I was a little boy, my parents said, "Fred, when you promise to do something, you must keep your promise." Oh, there's somebody knocking at the door.
Speedy delivery!
Speedy delivery? Somebody's saying speedy delivery. But it didn't sound like Mr. McFeely to me. Did it to you? What did you say?
Speedy delivery!
Who do you think that sounds like? Chef Brockett. It is Chef Brockett. Speedy delivery.
How you doing? I got a delivery for you. Try that.
Oh, thank you. I thought it was Mr. McFeely at first, but then you... Is that good? Is that oatmeal raisin cookie?
Yeah, it's a new combination. I just added nuts for the first time.
So, it's oatmeal raisin nut cookie.
Yeah. It's a good combination, isn't it?
Very good. And you know what else was a good combination?
What?
That banana and cheese that you sent.
Isn't that great together?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I practice to try to figure out interesting new combinations.
It takes a lot of practice to be a good chef, doesn't it?
Oh, it takes a lot of practice to be a good anything. Speaking of practice, I do have a delivery for you from Negri's Music Shop.
Just what I've been waiting for.
Wait, there's a music book, too.
You know what this is? It's a clarinet.
Yeah, I'm helping Mr. McFeely. He's busy with deliveries. Now, if you'll sign here, he asked me to get your signature.
Mm-hmm. So that he'll know I've received it.
Right. Okay, and I'm busy too, so I gotta get back and practice some more at the bakery.
Thank you, Chef Brock.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for this. My clarinet. Take it right out here. I'll eat that later. Oh, boy. When I was young, about 8 or 10 years old, ooh, this is nice. I was trying to learn so many things all at once. Things like the piano and organ and algebra and cooking and typing, and I even started to take clarinet lessons. Yeah, but I just didn't practice the clarinet. So I didn't learn. I think I wanted to learn by magic. I think that I had the idea that if I got the clarinet, I would somehow know how to play it. But it doesn't work that way. Magic doesn't work with learning, not with anything really worthwhile. Anyway, ever since that time, I've had the idea that I'd like to have another chance to learn the clarinet. So now I'm going to do it. A little bit at a time, but do it. You can make believe it happens, or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. Hope I remember how to put this together. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it. 'Cause you did it. You did it. You did it. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one good way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep learning, but it's one way to grow. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it. 'Cause you did it. You did it. You did it. I remember. Oh, that feels good to try that again. Well, I'll keep working with that. Let's have a little make-believe. A little food for the fish and then some make-believe. Listen, fish. Hey, trolley. Got my clarinet, trolley. In make-believe, last time we pretended that Corny was making dolls that looked like King Friday. And Lady Elaine thought that there should be dolls that looked like her. Thank you, John. Well, why don't we pretend some more about that now? Because, you know, the neighborhood of make-believe is all pretend. So let's pretend about what Lady Elaine might be doing about those dolls that look like King Friday. Ready for the neighborhood of make-believe? Okay, trolley, I will try to do this while you leave. Greetings, trolley.
Hello, trolley. Trolley is so pretty somehow.
Yes. Everybody I know likes trolley.
Mr. Peshley is even making little models of trolley.
Yes, exactly like trolley, but much smaller.
Mr. Peshley makes things that people like.
Yes, but he gets them mixed up pretty much because he's been trying to do too many things at once.
I know one thing he couldn't get mixed up with.
What's that, Uncle Friday?
A new doll that he's making.
Oh, what does the doll look like?
It looks like your husband, dear.
A doll that looks like you, Friday?
None other.
Oh, how splendid. I'd love to see one.
Lady Evelyn, would you kindly fetch a Friday doll so that the Queen might see it?
Of course I will, Uncle Friday. I'd be glad to.
See you later, dear.
Very good, Aunt Sarah.
What a lovely idea, Friday.
Rocking chairs, trolleys, Friday dolls, pretzels. Corny? Cornflake especially.
Yes, is there something the matter? Oh, Lady Evelyn, what can I do for you?
Well, I know you're very busy, but I'd like to have one of those King Friday dolls, because Aunt Sarah would very much like to see one.
Oh, well, you're welcome to take one. Should be in one of those boxes labeled Friday dolls. Just help yourself.
Oh, thank you very much.
I must get back to work.
Oh, I understand completely.
Yes. See ya.
Trolleys, pretzels, rocket chairs, Friday dolls. To bother him again, but I think I'll just have to.
Lady Aberland, Lady A, Lady.
Yes, Lady Lane.
Come over here, dear. I want to show you something.
But I have business here at the factory.
I might be able to help you. Just come to the museum and come on the double.
Hello, Lady Elaine. I haven't got time to chat. I'm on a royal mission.
Looking for a Friday doll, are you?
How did you know?
Lady E knows everything.
There wasn't one Friday doll in any of the boxes at the factory.
That's right. That line of dolls has been discontinued.
Discontinued? Does that mean Corny isn't going to make them anymore?
Correct as usual, Lady A.
Well, that's probably just as well, because he has been trying to make too many things at once. Mm-hmm. But Aunt Sarah did so want to see one of the Friday dolls.
Oh, well, then why don't you just take one of these to show her?
Lady Elaine, This doll looks a whole lot more like you. Then it looks like Uncle Friday.
That's right. You sure are good at telling things. Nobody wants to buy a Friday doll, but wait till they see this kind. Don't you just love it?
I am not so sure. In fact, this looks like a crown. Lady Elaine Fairchild, what have you been up to?
Just a little mischief. Dear.
I'm sure you don't have permission to do this. I'm going to have to check on this.
Easy does it, Aberlin.
You're the one who has to go easy for a while. I'll see you later.
Not if I see you first. Well, I must make some more.
I think you'll find it quite a lovely doll. Does it really look like you, dear?
I think so. I'll be anxious to hear what you think. Oh, here comes Lady Aberlin now. Niece Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
And you have the Friday doll, I presume?
Well, that will be for you to decide.
What do you mean by this?
Well, this doll looks more like Lady Elaine than you, Friday.
There must be some mistake. Where are the King dolls?
There aren't any, Uncle Friday. They all look like this one.
Call Mr. Peshley at the factory and tell him I would like to see him immediately.
Corny. It's Lady Aberlin over at the castle. Uncle Friday would like to see you immediately. Oh, I know you're very busy, but it's... Yes, but it's very important. Corny, it's very, very important.
What is so very, very important, Lady Aberlin?
This is.
Why, this looks like Lady Elaine. Where did you find it?
Lady Elaine took all your King Friday dolls and made them into dolls that look like her.
So that's where they've been going.
Yes, I'm sorry to have to report.
Mr. Peshley, what do you suggest that we do about this situation?
Well, King Friday, I'm so busy with so many other things, I'd like to leave that up to you.
You want me to handle the doll situation?
If you would, please. I'll see you all later.
Goodbye,
then, Corny. Well, Friday, what are you going to do about this misdemeanor?
Misdemeanor? That's exactly what Lady Elaine has committed. Thank you, Queen Sarah.
What is a misdemeanor?
A bad thing, dear. A certain naughtiness.
Oh, but what are you going to do about it?
Summon the Chief of Discipline.
Chief of Discipline. sire.
A misdemeanor has been committed. What is your advice, Chief of Discipline?
I recommend that we conduct research and apply appropriate discipline.
Very well. You are in charge. You and Lady Aberlin.
Oh, very well, Uncle Friday.
Imagine making a Friday doll look like a Fairchild.
Come, dear. You and I have a meeting of the Conservation Committee in 3 minutes.
Oh, farewell, assembled duo.
Farewell, royal couple.
And now?
Well, I'll explain the whole thing to you. Lady Elaine Fairchild did something she wasn't supposed to do.
A misdemeanor?
Yes. She took all the Friday dolls and changed their faces to look like her.
I see.
And we're to decide the discipline.
That's my specialty.
See you tomorrow, Trolley.
King Friday was really angry. Lady Elaine had been naughty. What happens when you do something you've been told not to do? Do you know that mothers and fathers tell their children not to do some things because they don't want their children to get hurt? Do you know that? Boy, that takes a lot of practice to do that right. Do you sometimes get angry? Do you ever go like that? That's one way to blow out some feelings, isn't it? I have an idea. I'll show you how you might make your own pretend clarinet. Yep. Yes, you could use either a toilet paper roll. You know, when the toilet paper's all gone, there's that roll inside of it. Or a paper towel roll. You could use either one of those. Either one. And you could use a marker if you wanted to. Put little marks on there, you know, for your, to pretend that those are for your finger. Put that many on this one. And play it like this. You could even sing a song like, what do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems so, so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right. What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag and see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead. And think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. It's That's right. If you were born a girl baby, you'd grow up to be a woman. If you were born a boy baby, you're growing up to be a man. You know, when mothers and daddies love their children, they try to help them know what to do and what not to do. Very important. It's very important. I'll take my clarinet with me so I can practice, and my cookie and my book. I'll need to read that book about the clarinet. Fish don't need towels or swimming suits, do they? That's fun to think about. In fact, you could even make up a pretend story about a fish who wore a swimming suit and used a towel, all underwater. There's lots that's fun to think about in the world. I'm glad you're in the world with me. It's such a good feeling. To know you're alive, it's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.